Direct from Orlando, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015. Brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the Ebot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
I seem to be strolling through, looking for people to talk to, and it's a little quieter, and I just so happen to be by the Uber booth talking about transportation with Mike May, who, just by so happen, gave us an excellent demo on an episode of Blind Bargains Cast back in April. And, man, you are everywhere. You are a globetrotter. You are at all these places, and you're giving some feedback back to Uber with some of the experiences you've had.
Well, I've found Uber to be one of the best things that's happened for blind people in many years. And as you know, I'm all about independent travel with the Sendero GPS products. And Uber really is just another tool in my bag of tricks that helps me get places quickly, efficiently, independently. And so when I started giving them suggestions about their app, they said, well, how about being a beta tester? And I thought that was an awesome thing to be doing. And so I'm checking the app now to make sure that it's accessible, because they're, as we all know, apps break when people don't pay attention to the voiceover component.
Or talk back.
Yeah, or talk back. I think we're talking to JJ about maybe doing some Android testing, because there's nobody beta testing and that's not my purview.
Gotcha.
So hopefully that'll be happening. The same thing will be true with that as there is with the iPhone, which is everything's very accessible. There's still things to tweak. There's features to add. And we've been getting a lot of feedback from users, including a focus group last night from NFB, power Uber users that are saying...
That had to be a trip.
And there's people that have taken it well over 500 times. I've taken it 300.
Right.
And so you learn a lot about an app when you use it all the time. And we got great feedback here at the table and in that meeting about features to be added.
What was some of the commonalities? Was it maybe moving the pins, or was it point of interest kind of thing? Or,
well, there's a host of things. I'd say that the what rises to the surface, number one, is how do we better connect the driver with the blind guy who can't see him?
Right.
And there's a number of suggestions how to do that. Right now, the best way to do it is to hit the options, contact your driver, and text him and say, I've sent him a text that says, FYI, I am blind and have a guide dog. When you see me, call out my name. And I have that pasted into my iPhone text.
Made a workflow?
Yeah, it's just because I don't want to be trying to write something and make mistakes last minute.
Yeah.
So I just paste it in, driver gets that message, and now he's got a heads up what's happening, and he can call out my name.
I find as a low vision user sometimes, and it's changed a little bit, the experience has, but it wasn't always telling me the color of the car. It would show the picture of the car.
It doesn't. You know, Lyft does tell you the color, and people pointed that out last night. Hey, guys, by the way, Lyft tells us, why does an Uber?
Yeah, there's a green Taurus. Okay, now I know what I'm looking. That helps me.
There is a picture. There's a picture of the driver.
The license plate number or something.
So I'll tell a bellman or say, even a passerby, I say, hey, by the way, I'm looking for a Toyota Prius, a license plate starts with 7L.
Yep.
You can do that, but I think my other mechanism is better to have the driver look for me.
Yes.
They can't, by the way, even though you can put your picture in your profile, they do not see your picture for privacy reasons.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, that's one I didn't know. That's cool. All right.
Yeah, and the...
wait a minute. I can share my Spotify playlist with my Lyft driver, but I can't. Okay. No, just thought that was funny. Okay.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's a lot of misinformation about guide dogs.
Right.
A lot of people have different experiences. I've had 2 rejections out of 300. So I think it's way better than a taxi, but it's still not perfect. That's why I send out that message that I do to try to make that a little bit smoother.
It's not mythology, but it's not as bad as somebody might think and might be afraid to try the service because of that.
No, and the company policy is very clear. They're very strict. The user has to report the incident, of course, for Uber to know about it, but their disability department gets back to you immediately, definitely less than 24 hours by email or phone call or both. They then discuss it with you. They warn the driver once, and a second of infraction, that driver is off the platform. They're done driving for Uber.
I saw that some people were charged, you know, when a cancellation like that
happens. If you get charged, then that money is refunded to you.
Okay. So definitely some strides have been made and a dialogue is happening, which I think is really nice. And that seems to be a trend with many companies that have come to convention, be it Microsoft or what have you. Speaking of that, Microsoft recently sold some mapping technology to Uber. Is there any idea or thoughts that we might see a refresh of the app because of that eventually? Not immediately. Of course, they just got the assets. But that might mean some differences for us, how we might app, because it's using Google Maps now.
Uber updates about once a week, and so there's always improvements that are happening. They've got a lot of engineers. The head of engineering for the iOS team came from Apple Accessibility, so they're very clued into all of this, and I think better maps are something that certainly would help. We've had suggestions from users that say, hey, I searched for a nearby POI that also happens to be in Sweden. Why am I getting Sweden? So... There's definitely improvements going to be made in general, not just in terms of accessibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important for people to be aware of that, because it is something new to our community, and it's a wonderful tool, but it does take time for those things to kind of settle in and know how these things work. And it's nice to know that it doesn't say bug fixes in the app anymore. And, you know, I think that this always keeps us as a community kind of from, do I update? Do I,
you know.
So that's great.
Trust me, I'm working on it, and I hear from a lot of blind folks. They know where to find me. And if they think I can help out, I'm happy to add their voice to mine.
It's funny you should mention that. How should people get a hold of you if they do have information they'd like to pass along to you, Mike?
Probably the most common email for me is mikemay@senderogroup.com.
Okay.
And that's a good way, and happy to hear any suggestions and hear their experiences. And they can also easily... email support@uber.com, and that support system is looking for words like blind, guide dog, disability,
right.
And if it sees those, those get routed to Kimberly Marshall, the head of accessibility, or somebody on the team that will follow up with them.
And don't just send negative experiences. I think it helps for these guys to hear your positive experiences too, or if you've had a good time, or if you've rated a driver because you think they've gone out of their way to provide a better service for you, that you just like, wow, that was really kind of sort of tailored for me. I do that, and it does represent a more positive spin on things, because the company wants to hear what they get right just as much as what they get wrong.
Yeah, those drivers get an aggregate list of feedback comments each week. So if you say something, they won't tell the driver who you are, but they will give the feedback to them. That's important. Rating them 5 stars is important. And they also rate us, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you are quick with the 1-star reviews, like an Amazoner, that might result in some longer wait times.
Yeah, they don't want to pick up somebody that's only rated 4 stars any more than you want a driver that says he's 4.3 or something.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike, for your time. I appreciate it. And safe Ubering, I guess.
Yeah, safe Ubering to you.
All right, thank you. For Blind Bargains, this is Joe. And remember, take a listen to Blind Bargains Cast. It's our weekly podcast. If you haven't heard that before and it's your first time coming to one of our podcasts, definitely go on back through the feed at blindbargains.com, grab our app on iOS and Android, and be able to go back to the one I mentioned back in April and hear Mike's demonstration. If you're not sure what Uber is, Mike takes you on a ride, and it's very enlightening and a really good time.
JJ here. Be sure to check out all of our coverage from both NFB and ACB 2015 from Joe and Shelley, and also check out our weekly podcast, the BB Cast. It's available every week, and you can get it from your iPhone or Android from the Blind Bargains app or from blindbargains.com. The latest news, reviews, and more in assistive technology and beyond. That's the Blind Bargains Cast every week.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.